Welcome to the Sean Bowles Show. We're diving into the biggest stories in news, culture, and entertainment, but through a powerful, faith-filled lens. And while the world fixates on what's going wrong, we're here to highlight what God's doing and how you can stay grounded in truth and hope. From politics to Hollywood to global events, we bring you prophetic insights and bold conversations that matter. It's time to see the world through God's eyes. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Exploring the Prophetic, and I'm your host, Sean Bowles. And today we get to talk about why you might not be hearing God like before, and what to do about it. And I hope if you are in a season of needing to hear from God for yourself or wondering why prophecy is not flowing like in other seasons, that this word is going to be for you. And if it is, make sure to visit us at YouTube and write hashtag my turn so we can know to pray for you. You can even tell us what your prayer request is. We'd love to hear from you. If you're new here, make sure you subscribe, whether it's a podcast or on YouTube. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform, because every week we explore how hearing God's voice shapes our everyday lives. And this podcast exists because we believe God's still speaking. And when we hear him, it really changes our opportunities in life. It transforms everything, our relationships, our work, our purpose, and our world. And we're helping you to stay connected to God's voice and grow in confidence that he's leading you personally, not just in general. So I hope that you're getting that from this. We love to hear from you guys each time. But before we dive into today's conversation, I also want to thank our sponsor, which is our very own Spiritual Growth Mentoring Community. And this month, we're starting a four-week live class with Carl Wesley Anderson, a biblical historian and producer, who's going to take our students on a deep journey of how to hear God powerfully, even in seasons when you feel like it's hard to hear his voice or when he's grown quieter. If you're looking to spring back into your ability to hear from God, you don't want to miss this class. Go to bowlesministries.com. You can sign up today under mentoring, where you'll see the banner right up top. And this is going to be like a booster shot for you when it comes to your faith and hearing God. And he's a historian, like I said before. So he's going to go through history and show you other people who heard from God and how it made a big difference in the world around them. Well, today I'm going to talk about something that you and I are both are going to go through at some point. If you've heard from God, or if you've been in seasons where his voice came so easy, or if you've experienced, you know, his presence in such strong ways, you might go through a lot of flow seasons, but there might be some ebbs too. And what happens when it feels like God's voice is dormant in your life, or when you're trying to hear him on some of the most important things and you're just not hearing him like you used to, or he's not being as obvious as you expected him to be at this stage in life? Maybe you used to hear him so clearly, or we're getting dreams or impressions or words of knowledge, but now it might feel quiet and almost like God's pushed a pause button and you're wondering, did I do something wrong? As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with a friend who's in prophetic ministry, a ministry where he hears from God for people this week. And he said, I'm just not hearing God for people. Am I okay? Like, I feel like nothing's changed. I feel like I'm in the best season ever, but I'm not hearing God prophetically for myself or for other people. And I said, I think you should fast for a season from expectation to hear God. And just do everything else, the worship and the prayer and the love and all the things. And he's doing something inside of you that he's not quantifying. He's not telling you what it is. So let him build it and just, you know, tell people for a season, like I'm on a sabbatical, I'm on a break, I'm in a quiet season, or I can still preach, or I can still do other things, but I'm not doing prophetic ministry for a season. It may be two more weeks and maybe a month. But take the pressure off yourself, because there should be no performance. And man, he really, like, just the fact that one of the prophetic ministers that I talked to was like, did I do something wrong? Am I missing something? Shows me how many of us go through seasons when all of a sudden we don't hear God as clearly about a direction as we did the last three times, or we don't hear God clearly for someone when we're praying for him, and we feel like we're used to hearing God, or we're used to discerning or connecting. A lot of people need to hear from God more right now than ever before too. So it can be very discouraging. And I want to go over some of the whys. And this is both biblical, but it's also experiential. And I think it'll really help you. The number one reason is God's strategic silence is not absence. He often uses silence to grow us and test us and prepare us for what's next. And if you think about the 400 years between the Old and New Testament, 400 years of no recorded national prophetic voice, no angelic visitations, no great prophets. And then boom, Jesus, the Messiah, appears. The silence prepared the world for the greatest event in history. And that happens for you. Sometimes God has a silence because he's, you know, wants to do something that's so below ground in your life, or so behind the scenes in your life. And then boom, he shows up. And Habakkuk 2:3 says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time, though it linger, wait for it, will certainly come and will not delay. And so that when you're waiting on revelation, it's going to come. And if you're in a silent season, God's still working under the surface in powerful ways. And that's a really important point to have. Number two, the maturing of your ability to hear God is it's an important one. It's an important one to look at. Sometimes the way we heard God before was training wheels, lots of confirmation, lots of signs, lots of emotional support, lots of big experiences. But as we mature, God often trains us to listen with deeper faith. It's not about losing sensitivity. It's about gaining trust. And look at Elijah after Mount Carmel, which was one of the most powerful times in history. He thought revival had broken out, but instead he ran for his life. In the wilderness, he expected God's voice to come loudly. You know, it didn't come through the fire. It didn't come through the earthquake at all. Nope. You know, it wasn't an earthquake, the mighty wind, but it came through the still, small voice, the gentle whisper. And 1 Kings 19:12 says, after the fire came a gentle whisper. Sometimes you're still hearing God. You just need to tune into the whisper instead of the storm. You need to stop looking for the 30 signs and look internally at like what he's put deep within you. And I think that's a really important point. I think number three, I would say, would be, understand that there's sonship in you and that God doesn't want to direct everything you do through just his voice. He does it through building his nature, his character, and his word within you. And sometimes, especially in charismatic Pentecostal circles, we start to get over-spiritualized. And so we start to look at God leading us and it becomes controlling by our nature of how we want to be led. So what should I wear today, God? Well, you're a big grown-up adult, and so you should know what to wear based on the fact that you know your style, you know your identity, and that brings pleasure and beauty to your relationship with God, that you know what to wear, you know what to do in your actions, you know when to have integrity. You've had that conviction of the Holy Spirit, that voice of his internal heart in you. You have the word of God, you know how to apply it. And then when there's decisions to make, sometimes we're looking at God and saying, should I move? Should I make the move? Or should I, you know, get into this relationship, or should I make this investment? And we're looking for this sign in the heavens. Some people are going even on AI and trying to get an AI prophetic word, which is super scary. I just heard that recently. Don't do it. Don't do it. But people are going to all kinds of sources and trying to get a prophecy or a revelation or a leg up versus trusting in your identity in God to make powerful decisions. And I've said this, some of you heard me maybe teach this if you've ever listened to me before, where it brings glory to a father or mother when their adult child makes great decisions. But it brings dishonor when they make terrible decisions. So if you still have a 45-year-old son living in your basement who doesn't have any ambitions in life and doesn't know how to make decisions, doesn't do his own laundry, that actually doesn't bring you glory. It's kind of embarrassing. It's like, he failure to launch. I don't know. Like, it didn't work. And so parents don't talk about that as much as they talk about, yeah, my son went to this college, then he got this career, and then, you know, he got married. They want to talk about that because they're looking at their son who made powerful decisions. And that's exciting. And that brings the favor of the parents. It brings honor to the parents. And I think for some of us, we don't realize that God sometimes is quiet because he enjoys watching us make powerful decisions out of the nature he's put inside of us and the character he's put inside of us. So sometimes we're waiting to hear from God and he's saying, no, this is on you. I want you to do this out of what I put inside of you. The formation of Christ inside of you is enough. And the prophetic is not supposed to be a crutch or like a substitute for your relationship with God to be able to operate out of sonship. And that's a really important point that a lot of people don't get. So they're still waiting for a pastor or a spiritual leader or a prophet to give them a sign or tell them what to do. And that's control. It becomes a controlling relationship when you're advocating your responsibility to some word versus the nature of Christ within you and the biblical convictions you have. So I think it's an important one too. And reason number four is you might be in a season that we can quantify even biblically or prophetically. And let's look at four prophetic seasons that I like to identify. And I think it's helpful sometimes. You can look at these and maybe you're in one of them. One would be, the first one would be a building season. God's training you behind the scenes, laying foundations in you. And so when you're in a building season, a lot of times he's installing in you the confidence and the ability to build forward, but you don't see the fruit of that building. So you're building character, you're building skill, you're building equity, you're building experience itself, and God's laying foundations in your life. The second one is a birthing season. God's about to release something new through you. And the third one is a waiting season. You've already heard him. Now it's time to trust and have patience. And the fourth is a refining season where God's purifying your heart to carry more weight with your words later. And so you could ask yourself, what's he developing in me? And am I in one of these seasons? You know, what am I in a season of building, or am I in a season of silence? Because he wants me to look at what he's already told me and actually bring action plans and to do those things. Am I in a birthing season where something's coming forth right now that I need to recognize? And that is the word of God to me. I think sometimes we run past looking at what God's already put inside of us, and we're looking ahead, or we're looking for the vision of the future. We're looking at opportunities we have, and we're not looking at with the lens of what God's already been doing. And he builds layer upon layer, line upon line, precept upon precept. And so I think looking at what God's developing in you in the silence, what promises are you still holding on to? What part of faith needs strengthening? You know, I've walked through each of these seasons myself, and sometimes it felt like I was forgotten or that some, you know, ability in me was dead or gone. But now I can see that those seasons were the most transformational times in my life. When you have an ebb, you really learn how to listen to what God's already told you. You learn how to quantify and put into right weighted measure what's important in life. I mean, I've had projects that I wanted to do, and in seasons where I'm hearing God's voice, I'm not focused on any one project. There's like 20 things I want to do, and I'm like trying to figure out like, what do I do first? And I'm doing, sometimes I'll serve whatever is the squeakiest or whatever needs to be done the most, whether it's for finances or for passion or whatever else. But when you're in a season of silence, you look back on things and you go, you know what? I can prioritize these projects differently because I know what's important for my growth, my life, my family, my relationships, all those things. And so I think it's really important that we look at seasons of silence as a time where we can refocus, where God is doing abundantly more than we could ever expect or hope for, where God is working in us in a way that maybe we don't fully understand. And I know I've gone through so many flow seasons that when an ebb hits me, it's disconcerting sometimes. I'm like, wow, I don't know why I'm not hearing God the same way. Or, you know, especially if you are someone who's on a prayer team and you're praying for people a lot, or you're in a ministry where your people are depending on you to hear from Him, or you're in a business where people are used to your discernment being so strong and they're relying on you, or whatever it is. You know, maybe you're in a role where it's like, even as a parent, it's like you're so witty and clear in what God's showing you and telling you. The wisdom is strong. The words of wisdom are strong, you know? And I think it's really important that when you have an ebb of that, that you allow that to be a season where you get spiritually hungry again and you want more than you've ever had before. And you look at it and go, what I have had was wonderful, but it wasn't enough. God, I'm hungry for more, and blessed are the spiritual hungry, for they will be filled. And I think it's really important that we go there. And I want to pray for you today. And I want to encourage you, if this is your word, again, hashtag my turn, just put that in the comments below if you're on YouTube or Facebook with us. But also, I want to encourage you to go to our class on hearing God's voice with Carl. I think it'll be really good for you if you've never been to a class like that, or if you have, but you need a refresher. What an exciting class for someone who's a TV producer and is going to be sharing some of his content through the class with us, that some of its stuff he hasn't shown yet. It's going to be really powerful. But I want to pray for you. Holy Spirit, would you come on everybody who's listening right now, and especially those who feel like your voice has gone quiet or that you're not speaking on specific things we're trying to hear? Would you give a revelation of your nearness and your presence? And would you reawaken dreams and impressions and spiritual sensitivity, God? And I pray that where there's been discouragement, you'd bring courage. Where there's been silence, you would stir a deep-rooted trust, God. Each of us need to learn how to listen even more to your whisper, God. So if you're whispering right now, help us to focus on that whisper. Train us to not just seek experiences, but to stay anchored in the faith, even when you're growing us quietly. And I thank you, God, that you never leave us, you never forsake us, and every promise you've made will come to pass in its perfect time, in Jesus' name. Well, I want to say happy 4th if you're with us live today on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Those of you who are Star Wars fans like I am. And thank you for listening today. If this podcast encouraged you, would you consider supporting our ministry? We're able to reach so many more people in the world with the gospel because of you. We teach believers how to hear God's voice because of the generosity of people just like you. You can go to donatedoublesministries.com to become a partner or just to make a donation. And until next time, stay in faith and stay connected to God's voice. And remember, even in the silence, He is way closer than you think. Thank you for listening. You can become part of our live stream by joining our social media channels on YouTube or Facebook and hitting notifications. I want to invite you also to come with us on the journey of helping Christians have a healthy, biblically sound, prophetic perspective by sharing this podcast, liking it, or writing a review, or become a partner with Bulls Ministries. We have an incredible partnership program with an online partner-only page with so much content, as well as a partner care team who are engaged with your prayer needs every day. Until then, I want to remind you that according to 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Talk to you next time.